today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what's funny, though? I go out there and I think, hey, I look really put together, and it just doesn't matter.
No. I picture your mother-in-law, who looks younger than you.
She is younger than me.
She is.
She's 3 years younger than I.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show.
We've talked about this for a
million. Yeah, for some reason,
years.
I always block that out.
Can I just say this to the Hey Dude company out there? Please, please, when it's all cloth, you're not doing it for me. You'll notice that the leper, the leper other.
Mike, I bought the leper upper. It was
the leper upper patchy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Little things in the world that send you off the rails in the morning. My son stays with his gammy, who lives close by on Wednesday night, so that the O'Mara family can participate in their wonderful bowling outing.
Yeah.
Which was set up for Rob to do, and then I ended up doing it without listeners, because we do it with just randos down here. And we've come to be quite fond of the boys, as I call them.
You're quite a few weeks into the league, aren't you? I mean, is it almost
half over? Season's almost over.
Yeah.
You know, someone told me that with bowling leagues, they last for a very, very long time. So I'm not sure. This is the winter league. Or it might be it's the winter league. I don't know. But the morning drill for me is Carla goes to one of her 70 to 80 networking meetings that she has, and she's up at the crack of dawn. And then my responsibility is to pick my son up. And the tradition now is that we would get a call where my son says, Carla will call me, because Michael will call Carla, and Carla will call me, and then Carla will tell me, Michael wants you to get there early so he can get to the school store, which is open for the little kids on Thursday, so he can get his plastic things that he values so much, and he's very excited about this, because I guess this is the one day of the week. They open it up to the fourth graders. Fourth graders get there early, and then I get to my mother-in-law's home, and no one's answering the phone, and I don't have a fob to get into her community, and then I am greeted. And if this is, you want me to move my camera, Mac? I'll move it over a little bit for you. All right, you tell me if this is all right, huh?
How's that? No worries.
Nope, wrong
one. Does your mother-in-law, who, by the way,
yes,
for those of you new to the show, is striking, really.
It's very kind of you, Oscar.
I
appreciate that. And I appreciate you doing that in a respectful way.
Yeah. I mean,
and welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm not going to say that if she started her OnlyFans account, I wouldn't be one, you know. To
no, you would never say that.
If that happened, God bless.
I thought we were okay.
In the loop.
I really thought we were okay.
Dangerous ground.
You know, I mean, we got to stimulate the economy. So for me, I picture your mother-in-law, who looks younger than you.
She is younger than me.
She is.
She's 3 years younger than I.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, for some reason, I always block that out.
She's 3 years younger than I am.
Does she live in a younger community than you do?
I would assume that where she lives is younger, I would assume. Okay. Yeah, based on driving in there.
Basically, Oscar, someone in a cemetery lives in a younger neighborhood than mine.
No, he's in a 55 plus. I just didn't know.
No, I am not in a 55 plus. There are children that live in this neighborhood, multiple children. There are multiple families that live. This is a mixed use community.
They squeaked in under DACA.
But on my particular street, it's gotten so much worse. But not in such a way that there won't be a turnover occasionally where people younger come in. And Halloween, I stay in my neighborhood. That's all you need to know. There are plenty of kids here.
Done.
That's good. So Carla said, do you have the fob? And I said in the rushed morning, I have the fob, but I didn't have the fob. So therefore I have to go through the contacting. And then when I contact the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law's phone is goes to quick answering machine, and then I call Carla, and she gives me a code, and then I call the code, and the code goes to a quick answering machine. And then finally, the code goes through, and the gate opens automatically, and I get to the little doorway where my son is, and I am greeted first thing after not seeing him for almost 14, 15 hours. I am greeted by this.
Oh, that's what he had. Oh, man. I've seen that from you.
Yeah. He is me. Yeah. He is me.
Yeah. Like a mini you.
In a bad way, though. In a bad way. All the things that you don't need to be upset.
You're like,
I mean, he's in the back of the car, and there's this Oldsmobile Buick pulling into the school, and I hear him in the back seat going, come on. It's the Transformer.
I need my gadgets.
He needs his gadgets.
Yeah, just like your son.
Now, apparently it sells plastic toys. Does it also sell like pencils and erasers and,
I don't know,
and supplies?
Yeah, never been in there.
It's like school spirit. Your chops.
I mean, I've been in there. Apparently, there are two of them. There's one for the little guys, and there's one for the regular.
It was
I've been in the regular one.
It was so long ago for me. I remember at my elementary school, you could buy a pack of smokes. They had everything at the school store, and I just
public in this private school community, Rob. And I'll tell you, because I've seen the racket firsthand, and I've seen it through my brother and sister in law's kids.
Yeah,
that when you go to these stores, it's a campus store, like a college store, but for the school.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so they probably even do they have like
they have
clothing?
Sweatshirts, they have clothing, okay, they have tchotchkes. They probably have at this school, as they did at my nephew's school, like. You know, Peter Millar, as I like to call it.
No, not like that. He gets in his particular
for the parents is what I'm saying.
Oh, the parents. Okay. The parents. It's t-shirts, hats.
Yeah, like a college campus
shirts.
School store.
Yeah,
like a mini version.
Yes.
Like a mini version of you know where I went one time. I went to I took my kid up to the University of Florida. Mm-hmm. I've never, and I went to American University. I thought we had a store. This is a store. This is just like, you know, when you have the program and the football program at a university, that's just so, I would imagine anybody that's had the privilege of going to a big college experience, that's got to be so much fun to have all that swag.
WVU, in addition to the official WVU store,
West Virginia University.
Yeah, there are probably five or six stores around
a campus bookstores
that just sell that
most
stuff.
Most campuses have. Mike, yeah, the USC, it was the last campus I was on.
Oh, that probably in, massive, right? Massive?
Three stories.
Yep.
And when I tell you there was clothes there that I would want to wear out, like,
really
I don't
like
even have to be.
Tasteful use of the logo and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen a Peter, is it Miller or Millar?
Millar. Like, Peter Millar. Okay, it's
Peter Millar.
It's golf.
Yeah. But I saw golfwear with the USC logo that looked like it belonged in a boardroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And that is the, well, I might as well say it. I've gone, when I was able to buy a pair of shorts.
Yes.
Because I traded in all of my old golf clubs.
Right.
Allowing me to make purchases of clothing when I lost the weight and when I was able to buy, because Peter Millar, to be perfectly honest with you, and Oscar will agree with me on this, is for the lean man. It is not for, you're not going to find Peter Millar in a big and tall store. You're not going to, it's not going to happen.
Melons, no. Peter Millar. Yeah.
When I bought my first pair of Peter Millar golf shorts, I felt cool. I felt like I had a run.
We're not getting one dime.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not
for this endorsement.
No. And I think it's pricey. If I hadn't
it's
had
super
it on
pricey,
if I hadn't had it on trade, I wouldn't have bought it.
I purchased a little hoodie that was great, and then I had a different. I had what looked like a cardigan.
Yep,
which is pricey as well.
Yeah, and, I mean it's
that,
cool
that
stuff
that my wife purchased for me, and then it started pilling, and she sent it right back.
You know,
and I said they're not going to take this, and she said they will.
Yeah,
because they have to.
Yeah, you could fix that with a razor, by the way.
Since we're on, we've stumbled into a subject that I happen to have strong opinions about, and when it's sportswear. Sportswear, because I play a sport that you all know about, and I will tell you, it seems to me that there are multiple levels of sportswear in the sport that I play, which is golf. Mm. You have the traditionals that have been around for a long time, and they're solid. They're go-to. You got your Nike, you got your Pumas. That's an example. There are multiple ones, but those are the two examples I'll give. All right. Then you've got your budget beaters, and those are the ones that are usually sold under the heading of the super box store that you're in.
Yeah.
And those are, there's not a lot of logoing going on with that. You're probably just wearing a generic thing. And I have a lot of that because I'm not going to spend the money for a designer type of thing. Then you have now what I would like to describe as the misguided redneck apparel. All right.
Oh.
In the land of golf.
Excuse me.
The misguided redneck apparel is... Well, there was one. I don't think this is redneck apparel, but they have different things. Really loud. John Daly had a company called Loudmouth.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, Johnny Fairplay used it, too. Yes.
That's what started the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they're really loud, and they've got just ridiculously gross designs on them, and I'm not a fan. Yeah. I like kind of...
I had checkers.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
I look like Rodney Dangerfield if he was Latin.
They're crazy. And I'm not quite sure if a thin guy or a fat guy looks
good. You recall, I wore my brother, you know, prior to this entire political cycle, was married at Trump National in Palm Springs.
Right.
Uh-huh. And not Palm Springs, Jesus.
Doral.
Palm Beach. And that's where we played the round of golf where my father-in-law said, "Oh, you must be really good." And I said, "Why?" He goes, "With those pants, you better be."
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, you wear those pants and you go out and shoot up. What do you have there? What is that?
This is the Peter Millar hoodie.
When did you get it?
My mom was attempting to buy me dress shirts from Lord & Taylor. I said, "Mom, I'm going to order what you're going to buy me." And then... we'll just say you paid for it, but I paid for it myself. Christmas gift from my mother.
This is an unboxing.
Yes. You can tell me if I look good or we should send it back.
Well, I like the color. Is that now listen, I'm not sure what the, you know, I'm getting kind of a, it's not a super bright red. It's more of a burnt orange type red.
Burnt orange.
Okay, correct, that says...
It's a zip-up hoodie for those who are keeping track, not the kind with the big pocket up front.
I'm a zip-up guy.
I like the pullover.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at that. I like
that. Little hoodie.
Oscar, you've lost weight. You've lost Oscar.
Thank you. I gotta check my T-cell count. Hold on a second.
When you wear it with a shirt like that, It kind of makes you look like you're signing as a free agent with some you've come to the press conference and you're putting on that. Yeah, it's very nice.
It is
that quilted.
Nice.
Is that quilted in the back?
It's quilted. And for those of you that have an athletic build, this is part of their tailored collection.
It's very
tailored
nice.
Fit.
You know
tailored
what? Fit. You're pulling it off.
Thank you. Nice, but not as nice as what we have at TMOSstore.com.
No, TMOSstore.com.
Well said.
That's right.
This is the worst hoodie I've ever tried on, and there is, absolutely, you know what I
don't care for the fit.
A cozy sweatshirt on TMOSstore.com.
A hoodie.
Thank you.
A hoodie should be something you could not only show up at a Christmas party, but you could knock over a liquor store.
Hoodies are less than, you know, essentially $50.
Yes.
This is a ripoff. Rob, I'm going to have you guess how much this hoodie is priced.
Because I'm a hoodie guy. I love hoodies. And I don't think I've ever paid more than one really nice one. I paid, I think, $59 for. So I'm guessing this is more expensive.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let him guess first. Let Rob guess.
For Peter Millar, I would say it's a $100 hoodie.
Okay.
Mike?
$160.
A Mac, you should be exposed to this. This is your color.
50.
This hoodie that my mom will purchase for me for the holidays.
Yes.
And
everybody will say, "Oh my God, Jolie." Or my dad says, "Jolie, you've outdone yourself."
Yeah.
This hoodie, and I paid for it. This hoodie is $250.
I take it back.
Yeah. Yakety yak. Take it back. That's ridiculous.
Good God. You wonder what's wrong. You know what's wrong with the economy? That's what's wrong with the economy right now.
Yeah.
That's
who is this guy, Peter Millar? Can we talk to him? I say, hey, you're a dick.
Isn't that insane?
That's ridiculous.
That's why this is going back.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, that's cotton, correct? That is cotton. It's not any super fabric,
I bet it has,
right?
I bet it has some Mylar or some spandex in it for the thin man.
No, it's, whoa.
What?
It's 2% spandex.
Uh-huh, okay. See?
And 98% polyester.
All right.
What?
So it's a special. Rob, that's not a big surprise.
No, it should be cotton.
This
if
is
it's
athletic
hoodie,
wear. It's not an area that you are.
A wicking material.
I don't talk down to me.
I don't even
clothes.
Play golf.
You don't know the athletic wear, though.
What's that a round of golf cost?
That
the
is
sweatshirt,
a,
right?
No, at a high-end place.
All I'm
you get
saying,
yourself
Mike,
a round of golf at a nice course for like 60, 70 bucks.
I'd rather play three rounds of golf than wear this sweatshirt.
Look.
Keep it away from an open flame.
You know what?
Melt.
Here it is. It doesn't look like what you paid for. You know?
Thank you.
Unlike
that's the bingo bango.
Unlike
but isn't that what a lot of people, the people that want to dress expensive, don't they want to sort of blend in? We've discussed this before.
I don't come from money. Like I want the bright red pants. I don't want them to look like I've had five seasons, in the cape with my red pants that are getting bleached out.
Right.
Like I want people to know that this is new and I'm excited about it. Like
I get
this is great.
It. I get
and
it.
I want people to know that my mom doesn't pinch pennies, but she made the wrong choice when she let me order this for myself.
That is
so it's her fault.
I just don't think bang for the buck that
let's blame Jolie.
That's the best thing.
No White House for her.
By the way, there that designer you're talking about, there are lots of things you could purchase for less money that would be better for you to say,
I've got
an expensive piece of clothing, you know?
Peter Millar oil change.
Yeah. He basically did that to my bank account when that arrived because my mom picked it out and I just went, boop, Apple Pay. Like just didn't even look at it. And then when it arrived and I saw it on my card, I was like, who ordered? I was like, there must be some mistake.
Come down here to the beach. Get yourself one of those lifeguard hoodies.
I like those.
$19.99.
Yeah.
All right? That's the way.
But that's what these
it
cost.
Gives you a sense of authority when you wear that, Oscar.
I bet you the shorts, Mike, and I could be wrong because I didn't look at the shorts because I refused to go back at that point. But they got to be like $70.
Yesterday. It was 58 degrees down here.
A blizzard
and
almost.
When I went out and I pursued the egg, I purchased a pair of pants, long pants, because I didn't have any that fit because I've lost too much weight. And I purchased a one of those neoprene, not neoprene, but whatever the vests that are
keep you
warm.
Yeah.
And I had a shirt that I had purchased previously. And a sweatshirt. That's how much I layered up yesterday.
If it's a jacket, totally cool. Like for some reason, I can justify the cost of a puffy like vest jacket for the cost of this little hoodie, right?
Now, I'm talking brand new, and I'll tell you exactly what I paid. Because now, you might find this strange, Oscar. I'm being very, very scrutinized by Mrs. O'Mara as to... What I garner in the those days of Mike rolling into the golf store and going, hey, you know, I'll take four of these, six of those pennants, seven of those, four of these, six of these tees. I purchased
you're a
pants.
Baller on a budget.
Mike, it is a season to be parsimonious. So
$24.99.
Okay,
pants.
So great. 25.
Great.
We'll call it.
Yeah.
Vest, really nice. Nobody's going to tell me that I am poorly done. $24.99 for the vest.
We'll call that $25.50.
Shirt. Yeah. Clearance rack. Shirt was $32.99.
The golf pants, and I know you're going to laugh at this.
And they were white.
For anybody out there that
they
just
were
wants,
white.
And I know we've had other companies here in the past, but they're not advertising right now. So I'm going to give a tip of the hat and a nod to one of the most comfortable pants I've ever worn. And they come from a company called Under Armour. And they have the
it's
golf
your style.
Pants. And then they also have the seven pocket pant.
Yep.
They're phenomenal.
They're great.
Phenomenal.
They're great.
And I believe I got them on sale at, we talked about it earlier in the week at Tyson's Corner Mall for You know, I think they're usually $130 a piece. I got them for like less than 70.
I'm wearing. There you go. That's nice. I'm wearing today a pant that was designed by
maybe 80.
You see,
with tax,
40% off. Yeah.
LL, they can't see.
Are they LL Bean?
Oh, yeah. I just mentioned LL Bean.
LL Bean.
I think LL Bean and Eddie Bauer. Well, LL Bean never fell off.
When I'm
Eddie
down
Bauer,
here,
Eddie Bauer's gone. It's gone.
No, it's back.
Is it?
When we get a cold snap, when we get a cold snap down here, I welcome the opportunity, I consider it, to throw on long pants. I think it's kind of fun. I think it's kind of cool. And we had that. And, you know, it's just, it's one of the nice side effects.
Essentially, Mike, you got an entire outfit for $85.
And new. And, you know, what's funny though, I go out there and I think, hey, I look really put together and, it just doesn't matter.
No,
it's like when you buy, if you're a dude and you buy a nice, really nice pair of shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one gives a rat's ass. Nobody cares. You know what I mean? Nobody really cares. I don't think people really care unless you're wearing something that is just over the top noticeable. Would you agree with that? With the with guys? Don't you think
guys
shoes,
don't
absolutely.
Notice haircuts?
Yeah.
No, I don't think guys notice haircuts. I don't think they really notice clothes as much.
They don't notice clothes. They don't notice
but
haircuts.
They do notice shoes.
Do they?
Yeah, because I get complimented on my shoes.
The shoes have to pop
on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear the same kind of like Cole Haan shoes or sneakers, which are either Under Armour or Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just, but that's also the people we're around here, right?
Yeah.
Remember, I've been giving you guff about your open toe lifestyle for the better part of 14 years.
Talk about Rob?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. But
so
you know,
we notice.
Yeah. But I mean, that's.
Are you back to Birkenstocks?
No, I'm right now. No, I'm just in my stocking feet today. But.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing says I'm taking on life with zeal like being barefoot all
day. No, I'm not barefoot. I'm wearing socks. But I think that
you're wearing only socks.
That's right.
Like if there was an emergency, you would run into the street with socks on.
That's right.
Exactly. Three socks.
No, not like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's warm down there.
You're just like my daughter's boyfriend when he was working up in Maine. Socks all day.
Okay.
The socks.
I don't wear shoes if I don't have to wear shoes.
Your feet also, they're tender from those days in the league.
What
I'm
going
to slip off of the league, I would describe NFL. As the closest thing to not wearing shoes when you're wearing shoes.
Yeah. Okay.
I will preface this by saying I am not proud of what I'm wearing on my feet today.
All right. Boat
That's
shoes.
Fine. Yeah, they're like, hey dudes, right?
Hey dudes.
Nope, great shoe.
Yeah, I think that's great. Nice.
Not all a bad right. deal.
Okay. And I'm going to guess, Mike, that. No appreciable odor?
Nothing.
Of course.
Nothing. Watch this.
you know who I would kill to have another pair from, and I purchased a couple, so I have three total, is Rothy's.
Oh, God,
hopefully,
those are
hopefully
great
they'll
shoes.
Come
you
back.
Know, I did get a comment on Rothy's once.
Fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara
yes.
show
yes.
at
yeah.
one point. The can I just say this to the Hey Dude company out there, which I'd love to have as a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara show. But please, when it's all cloth, you're not doing it for me. You'll notice that the leather
I bought
upper,
Mike. I bought the leper upper. It was
the
kept
leper upper
apart.
It's patchy. I don't know what the hell I'm
That's
talking
a leprosy
about.
Joke.
That is
so,
always funny.
Yeah, I don't know where this started. I have totally lost
my
place.
Well, I fell into the vortex of high fashion, golf fashion, and you knew a little bit about it, and then I knew a little bit about it, and then we are educating the masses, including Rob and Mac here, and we realized, hey, maybe not worth it for Peter Midlaw.
Mm-hmm.
There's a golf wear company called Bad Birdie.
No,
right
that
now.
Sounds.
I thought and that was a rapper.
Interesting. Let me look that up.
And their patterns Bad are Bunny. All like, you know, their patterns are all, look at me. and there's a lot of stuff out there that I, you know, I might be a traditionalist.
Oh, I do see it. Yeah.
Know?
Interesting.
It's like, look at me. I got a duck with a golf club. Day.
Mike, I would like to issue an official comment about Bad Birdie. And that is, I don't know about that.
All right. Here we go, though. Yes. This I saw this online. This was on my feed the other day. All right. And it is a t-shirt that I
Mac, look, you can pull all of these up as we're discussing. He's looking at them on screen in his room, so I can see that.
Right. But he's not sharing with the
show
class.
Them to us. Yeah.
Which we need him to do.
You're gonna fault a guy for being.
He's having one of those days. I could tell when I walked in today that
oh,
you know,
no.
that he's having one of those days.
Are you having a JFK day?
I'm not.
Listen to me. No, I'm talking about Mac, not Rob. But here's the thing. This is the t-shirt I saw. I'm not a big one for t-shirts with statements, but this one made me chuckle, and that's Bad Birdie, right? Is that Bad Birdie, Mac?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this birdie.
I tell you what,
and they're the guys that's what it's appealing. But that birdie capture,
Mike. These guys are young, and they're enjoying their lives.
Okay,
why
and
are you
I'm
mad at
and
them?
I'm on why, all right, and I'm on
why
the
are you mad at them?
I'm on the second half of the back nine of my life. I'm aware
that you could wear that. You have the bombastic personality.
I don't. But yeah, because when I show up, it's like, hey, how are you? Hey, Judge, let's dance. Yes, siree.
Look
hey,
at those
Wang.
Models.
Hey, Mike. Wang, it's restricted.
Mike, hey, look Wang. At those models. If I was given a choice to hang
Caddyshack.
Out with any one of those three, I'd kill myself.
They seem like they're having a great time.
Yeah, but they also, you know, they're ruining the time for everyone else, though.
So this is the t-shirt, and I got to get it. Okay. So, yes, I am. I fishing right now? I'm fishing. I will not buy it for myself, all right? This to me is a beautiful thing. You're seeing a lot of And Your Mother on t-shirts lately,
yes,
okay?
I've seen that,
here's the one, all right? A little bitty lettering, nice little teal kind of color, and it says, if golf were easy, it would be your mother.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah! I thought that was spectacular.
That's when the Manassas comes out.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
That's my Bad Birdie. If golf was easy, it would be your mother.
Yeah,
that might be that. Not were easy. If golf was easy, I'm not sure the structure, the grammar.
What you'd have to do is find what's grammatically correct, and then I'm sure it's opposite on the t-shirt.
Mac, if you do a search, if golf was easy, it would be your mother t-shirt, it might pop up, but I'm not quite sure.
And then search for a Spuds McKenzie t-shirt, and then we can send that to Mike as well.
That's right.
Spuds McKenzie.
And also a Big Peckers t-shirt from Ocean City.
What's the, and the bearded clam.
That's yes.
Which is another one that was exciting.
I can Miami see you coming into the house and saying, Carla, look at this shirt. It says I'm in the FBI.
We're on the surprise, wonderful subject that I like talking about, I will talk to you. There's a company out there also called, I believe it's pronounced Horeski. It's Hreski. And Horeski is known for, lots of golfers, but specifically their shorts. And a lot of the old guys like to slip these shorts on. And I am not a fan because I just don't think that they I believe in timeless style. I think you could go in to – thank you. You could go into a meeting tomorrow. You could wear a blue blazer and gray flannel slacks or khaki slacks, and you would be dressed acceptably just like you would 50 years ago.
Yeah, the shorts are like party shorts.
What's that? Yes,
I'm looking at them now. Oh, there you go, Mike.
Okay, that's not the lettering is a little more subtle. All right,
I don't know.
Golf
that looks
was easy. It would be called your mom. No, that's a different. It's the one I saw was a little bit better. But
that's a knockoff, Mac. Do better.
Are the Hreski shorts bright colored or patterned?
Bright colored, colored and patterned.
Yeah, I found them. They're almost like a 3/4 length, like to the knees.
Well,
yeah.
They're golf shorts. That's the that's the where golf shorts go.
I thought you guys wore chubbies.
You see the Hreski that skews to the older golfer, you said?
No, I think it skews to the people that want to make a loud statement, like loud mouth or something
loud
like that. And by the way, this is not specifically golf. This is anybody wearing anything, bright colors and all of that. And a lot of a lot of people will wear patriotic colors for some of the different holidays.
Yeah, they show the gentleman who's modeling, that's traditionally who they want to buy their clothes to picture themselves in.
Your target.
He's younger.
Okay.
Not bro Seth like Bad Birdie, but more like young 30-something about to get married or go through their first divorce.
I realize that I'm a traditionalist and that I'm probably somebody who's in a different golf world than a lot of people. I get it. I do it all the time. I just, you know, certain things, you know, certain.
It's fun.
There is a, I don't know whether I'm not proud of this at all, but there is an undercurrent that exists in traditional golf, the traditional golf world that is, shows a great deal of disdain for anything that is,
different,
sartorially, beyond the pale. Like, for example, you, you have rules. When the way you're sweating, you have to wear a collar on your shirt. You have to. You can't wear jeans. Not out on the course, and you have to tuck your shirt in. That's another thing. And there are people that will see a guy with a backwards cap and an untucked shirt, and they will walk the other way. And then there are people that see that and may have been in this world that I'm in for a very, for a much longer time than I've been, that will be very animated in their disdain for that. That's
would
the,
they ever, have you ever been with someone who like reported another golfer for breaking
rules? I've been with people that have yelled across and reminded the person.
Ooh, okay.
And those are people that are at a level of curmudgeon-y that usually catches other people by surprise.
It would almost have to.
And you see the hands go into the
tucking
pants,
motion, yeah.
The tucking motion, right? Because you're so taken aback.
Yeah.
You're taken aback by it. So he's like, hey.
Well, I think that's one of the reason why there are so many great golf jokes and movies about golf that are funny, because golf takes itself very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And like especially a Judge Smales effect.
Yeah,
it's like Judge Smales. That's
the
right.
Elihu Smales effect.
Yes. There are lots of Elihu Smales that exist in that world, and I ignore it because I like to play the game. I don't necessarily like that part of the game, you know. But it's interesting.
I look forward to getting into golf maybe in the next 3 years, Mike, and then being able to play with you at a level where you're not embarrassed by me.
Look, I have played with the great thing about it. Is I know how to play with people at any level, and I am not at a super high level myself. I am a mid, what I would describe as a mid handicap golfer. That means I play fairly well, but that's the whole way the game's designed. The game's designed so you can play up here, back here, up here. And if you're playing with somebody that knows what they're doing, they're going to make sure you have a fantastic time. Mm-hmm. And the way to have a fantastic time is to take what it gives you. And just go out there and slap it around. That's what you do. So we could play golf. I could take you out on a golf course. I think I would tee off at about 6 p.m.
That works.
And, golf. And you know, in the winter.
Yes.
And
night golfing, Mike.
Be perfect weather for us.
Yeah.
No, you've mentioned this now on a couple of occasions that you are curious about my favorite sport.
I'm curious because I've been invited enough times outside of even this world.
Your business partner, Charlie Burney,
his family has built and owns a handful of pretty prolific and prestigious
golf
courses.
One of the best ones on the Eastern Shore, absolutely.
And but he's not into golf.
He doesn't. Like, he's not into it. He used to be, but he's not anymore.
He used to be. He actually used to be the president of the Golf Owners Association of America.
That's right.
Golf Course Owners Association of America. Excuse me.
He doesn't play at all anymore, right?
No, it's. I think he If, I guess he's played enough because.
I
guess
got
if
the
you grow up in it, you're like, I'm good.
A possibility. I'm still loving it, but I could see. Yeah. Look, I could see. You know, I am this kind of. We're flying through this. It's a subject that probably.
I had a friend who was a lobbyist for a pretty big bank invite me out to play golf, and I said sure, and then I hope he's not listening. He doesn't listen. I manufactured a conflict in my schedule because I realized I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm probably better off at a dinner than a round of golf with this guy.
Here's the problem you have, in my estimation. It's where you live. You know, in the middle of a city, it's difficult to find a place where you can do that. But what I would recommend if you ever want to get serious.
They've got Columbia Country Club. They've got Chevy Chase.
Well, from Olney, that's close to Olney, right?
No, it's 20 minutes from here.
Really?
Yes. Chevy Chase is 20 minutes from here.
Well, here's what
how
I would
far
recommend.
Is Congressional is the question. Congressional's that's close. Where I was invited to.
Yeah. Congressional's beautiful.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, my God.
I'm so jealous.
I'm so sorry. We have a broadcast.
That's a beautiful Beautiful place to play golf. It's one of the iconic places in the United States to play. Mm-hmm. They've had U.S. Opens there. But hey, let me say, if you want to play, you go out and get yourself some serious instruction. That's what I would do.
Yes.
Just so you know the fundamentals and do that. And then you see if you like it. If you don't like it, you don't do it. That's the way.
Mm-hmm. I still have
Rob join you. Have Rob join you out there.
I'll come out with you. Absolutely.
Didn't I give you a set of golf clubs,
Rob? I still have them.
I gave both of you.
We both have clubs, yeah, from you.
You gave me Hogan wedges. I still have.
I have Callaways.
Mm. Wedges, or did I give you the whole set of irons?
The whole schmear.
Forgive me.
You gave me the whole schmear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where'd you put them? Where are they?
They are in a golf bag in my garage right now.
Really?
Yeah. Would you like them back?
Well,
you could probably use them.
I would imagine. Are they pristine? Are they
in pretty good shape?
They're pretty good shape. Mine still have
the plastic on them that you gave me.
No.
Yeah. No. I had a garage in Manassas.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't remember that.
I'll bring them in. They're in my mom's basement.
Do you know what brand they are?
I don't remember. I just know there's a bunch of Callaways in there, and I was like, those are not mine.
Oh, I didn't know that. God.
Oh. Yeah, you had so many. It was crazy. You were like, oh, and you're going to need this, and you're going to need this, and you're going to need this. I'm like, all right.
I don't anymore. All right, we have to take a break. And
those days are behind us.
Traded them all in. Yes, sir. Just getting by any way you can. That's the way you do it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we've got the round table. Yes, my life, a series of smoke and mirrors. We will come back with the round table right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Christmas is coming. The Goose is getting TMOS merch.
Yay, Goose! Yes.
That's merchandise for those of you that don't know. Ha-ha! How would you like to handle all your Goose and non-Goose-related holiday shopping in just one place? You can. Just hit up the Mike O'Mara Show online store. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs, it's your one-stop shop to share your TMOS passion. You can easily give the best merch and make some new fans for your favorite podcast. Even if you're just giving a gift to yourself, we've got your back. We hand-select everything for top-tier quality, killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear. Oh, by the way, and value. And support the show you love. We keep it fresh with new items added regularly. Stay ahead of the curve and be the envy of your TMOS crew. Yes, Oscar.
I'm sorry. A brief update to the copy. I'm sorry. I just got this note in last night. If we want to guarantee holiday delivery.
Yes.
You need to order by December 8th, next Friday.
That's next Friday? You want to get that TMOS fan in your life something? You got to do it by next Friday. That's perfectly normal. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things Mike O'Mara Show. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com. And if you see this, this is one of our reasonably priced items right here. That is our legacy sticker that goes on there. And there's also a Don't Get Happy Society sticker. As well, those are a nice value, and we appreciate you supporting that. Hit the thingy, Rob.
We start shipping on the 11th as well.
That's exciting. Very, very exciting. All right, we start today with Henry Kissinger. Anybody know that name, or just old people like me?
Of course.
No, I'm well aware. He had that body double, Ben Stein.
Ben Stein. Anyone? Ferris? Anyone? Anyone? You know,
prolific political figure, right? A Nixon appointee.
Administration, and back
opened
in the
gates to China.
Yes,
yeah, he said there's nothing sexier than power. That was one of his quotes.
And one of my, I file it away in my impression briefcase
that I keep it down here as Dr. Kissinger. That's a young photo of me because when I passed, I was 100 years old.
Did you know that he was still alive, Mike?
I didn't spend a tremendous amount of time thinking about him.
Well, Rob, what happened is when I saw the obit roll over, I said, man, I kind of thought he was dead. So he was one of those.
Now, here's what I'll give you the regular bio, which is kind of snarky because they talk about the people that criticized him, which he was, about Vietnam and stuff like that. Yeah. But I will tell you this. Here is a trivia question that Rob Spiewak might get the answer to.
Okay.
He was a noted swordsman.
Yes.
He dated a lot of lovely young things, some of them famous, and there was a particular three-named person who he dated back in, I think, the 70s, who you might know. And I'll give you the name. Actually, it was a two-name person because the last name is a two-piece name.
Okay.
With Saint involved in it. Saint is...
Susan St. James?
No.
Yves Saint Laurent?
No.
That's a man.
She was a sexy vixen back in the day.
Not Eva Marie Saint.
No. Jill.
That's too old. Jill St. John.
Jill St. John.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And you saw that man.
Googled
you know,
Gander.
You know, massive respect. Let's just
What's the name?
Jill St. John.
Bring up a Jill St. John, Mac.
And you might be able to bring up a picture of Jill St. John and Henry Kissinger back in the day, but that's what he was, a serial dater.
Mike, I have their sex video. But I don't have any still in that.
He said the body's not cold.
Why you gotta ruin it, buddy?
Who writes these jokes?
So Henry Kissinger died, age 100, controversial giant of American foreign policy, served as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, advised other U.S. leaders for years after shaping much of the nation's Cold War policy. There's Henry Kissinger. You know what? I knew the name, but I forgot the look.
Knockout. I hate to say it, but she is. All right. She truly is.
You're not allowed. You remember, keep the rules straight.
Negative.
Mike, I'm allowed to say that. Yuck. There's another word I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
No, sus.
You're sus.
Yeah,
you're sus.
Anyway, he was awarded the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize, for negotiating a ceasefire deal for Vietnam, but was often called a war criminal by his critics because of his
There's actually a broader... And I'm probably going to get this wrong, so historians, please feel free to correct me. There is as Henry Kissinger, as I understand, he opened the door to China.
Yeah, he was instrumental in forming Nixon's policy with outreach to China, which was called for a long time Red China, the Communist China.
Yeah,
and he did.
That. And because of the foreign policy that Kissinger was, I mean, his bread and butter was, you know, fighting communism.
Yes.
And in an ill-fated twist, some also credit Kissinger, you know, and it's not necessarily unfair, that because of the miscalculation that China was supposed to be protected from Russia, and that he looked at superpowers as, you know, superpowers will eventually work together as or they have to coexist in a certain form.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was his experience in Europe and with the USSR.
Yeah.
He never, and I think he's talked about this as of late, he never actually thought that China, that the opening the door to China and opening the door to giving China access to our economy and our technology would create another superpower we would have to compete with.
He thought that by reaching out to China, it wouldn't turn China into the powerhouse that it is today.
Well, he thought by reaching out to China, it would protect China from the Soviet Union coming in and replacing their regime with somebody else.
That's Dr. Kissinger, who is no longer with us, so safe home. And that is the end of that.
Now back to something that we really... can rock
maybe
and roll
some less skirts and more work here. We got that right.
This is less skirts. He was 100.
Excuse me.
A strange little obit that we gave there.
I like
This is your territory, fellas. I know both of you have watched it, The Golden Bachelor, right?
I've looked at it. I've watched
every episode.
Fan.
It's a tearjerker.
So this guy apparently has a reputation of being somewhat wholesome. Is that correct? That he is a wholesome guy?
Supposedly.
And people may be forgetting that this is still reality television.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe Bachelor Jerry Turner. That was an anchorman at Channel 13 up in Baltimore back in the day.
Jerry Turner's my favorite anchorman.
Jerry Turner isn't all he seems to be.
Oh,
Jerry
no.
came to the show looking for love after losing his wife of 43 years, just 1 month after they moved into their dream retirement home. Now, that is true.
That is true.
But several
I saw it on
TV. The other things we've heard from about Jerry are not true, according to a new expose by what I consider a somewhat reputable source, The Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah,
they get stuff
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, he's described on the show as a retired restaurateur who hung up his career in 2006 at the age of 55. Well, the truth is, the last time he owned a restaurant was 1985.
Well, and you're a restaurateur.
And he has had several jobs since then. Many came after his supposed retirement, like his gig as a maintenance man at a mental health center.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there it is.
This is like Joe Millionaire.
Another claim Jerry made that didn't exactly hold up, that he hadn't dated in 45 years. During his maintenance gig at the mental health facility, he met a woman who he dated for almost 3 years. So
hey.
He was lying about the...
Was she a patient or a coworker?
The relationship started... This is not good for this guy, Jerry Turner.
No.
The relationship started about a month after his wife died.
Michael, who are we to know? You know,
yeah, he has needs.
You gotta get, you know,
yeah. They broke up in 2019 because he told her she was too fat. And she told her she was too fat to take to his high school reunion.
Wow.
Okay, wait. This could be a smear campaign.
I don't know.
Because
he
was very direct on the show as well.
She says she had gained 10 pounds. When he said this to her, they were living together at the time, and he told her to get out. While she was packing, she fell down some stairs and ended up needing foot surgery. Even then, he wouldn't let her stay any longer. He made her go to a hotel. There were reportedly at least two other women he dated before becoming the Golden Bachelor.
Okay. This is what's wrong with America.
Okay. Oscar, I believe, is standing up for the Golden Bachelor, Rob.
I
think
so.
That's what he's doing.
Nobody is free of dirt and garbage.
Absolutely.
They're just not.
None of us.
They're just not. And if any of us, God forbid, were ever tapped for this Golden Bachelor bit, and, you know, we had this or that in our past, and they're like, you know what? Technically, you are a restaurateur.
Yeah.
Because you did own a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And ChatGPT says if you owned one, you definitely are one.
But
so
it's
we're
different
good.
Between owning a restaurant and being a retired restaurateur and saying I retired in a certain age that is about 20 to 30 years after you were
in
that
the devil's
business.
In the details. I get that. But you technically, by the letter of the law, are a restaurateur.
I'm technically a restaurateur.
Yes.
I am technically an actor. I am technically a musician.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Technically.
But here's the question I have.
But
are these lies invented by Jerry, or are they invented by the producers
it's the
of
producers.
The Golden Bachelor?
They gotta make him sexy. They can't be like, hey, this guy
but how did
had
he present
a failing
himself
restaurant,
you know?
And then he went to the cuckoo clinic, and he started dating one of the birds.
Yeah.
No.
I clean up vomit at a mental health facility. Thank you very much. Well, stay tuned. We'll see. I don't. Know
I can't wait
problem.
To after the show. I'm going to dedicate some me time and figure out what this guy's
Excellent.
All about.
I look forward to a follow up tomorrow. So, is Timothée Chalamet's Wonka a prequel to Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or Johnny Depp's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Well, it sounds like Timothée, that's with two E's, was more influenced by Wilder. That's a good thing. The one he saw first, and he was more influenced than the one he grew up on. Let me say it the right way.
Okay.
He was more influenced by Wilder than the one he saw. That's the one he saw first and the one he, quote, grew up on. That's the quote. On the other hand, he says Depp's version came out when he was 10 or 11, and he thought it was very bold. He also dated Johnny's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, for a year and a half. So maybe he's just being diplomatic. Wonka hits theaters December 15th, and if you are a Turbo fan, as my son and I are, of the Gene Wilder version, you cannot recreate anything that will compare to that.
Do you know what's so great about the Wilder version? Like all truly great kids' movies, there are parts of it that are horrifying.
Yeah, scary.
Absolutely scary. Yeah. And 100%. Also, I read somewhere once he said the greatest thing about the Gene Wilder character is that he looks like at any minute he's going to laugh at the kids that are being destroyed in his factory.
Yeah.
He's just so untrustworthy in the movie.
The kids survive, by the way. Well, wait a minute. Does Gloop survive? Does Augustus Gloop?
It's implied
you
that
don't
they all
see
survive.
The kids after they have
no,
that horrible thing
No, but it's implied
happen.
That they all survive.
Yeah. She has like Violet Bick has to be squeezed to get the blueberry
juice. Yeah,
because
she turns into the blueberry. Yeah.
Augustus Gloop has to be found when he goes up the chute.
Yeah, it will Mike cost TV, him a fortune in fudge.
Mike TV has to be exempt. By the way, if you're a fan of, I believe it's called The Five on Fox.
Yeah.
Watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder and tell me if Greg Gutfeld is not Mike TV.
Could be.
Greg Gutfeld is Mike TV.
Yeah.
As sure as I'm sitting here. A 46-year-old Indian woman who hasn't had a haircut since the age of 14 earned a world record when her tremendous tresses were measured at 7 feet 9 inches long. Smita Srivastava was awarded the Guinness World Record title for longest hair on a living person. She said she was inspired by the long hairstyles sported by Hindi actresses from the 1980s. In here's her quote. In Indian culture, goddesses traditionally had very long hair. Long hair enhances the beauty of women. I agree.
I love long hair.
Yeah. Thanks for tipping that in. I appreciate that. There she is. That's her right there. Srivastava.
That's very long.
Very, very long.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like it's weighting down her head. She has
trouble on escalators.
She says she has no intention of cutting her hair anytime soon. She said, I will take care of my hair as long as I can. I will never cut my hair because my life is in my hair. I think there might be a few
I love
that,
this show know. For many reasons, but once in a while, either you or Rob, because we're used to each other's humor. We're almost expecting a certain level of, but the deep cut of, and no pun intended, of her hair getting stuck in an escalator is so funny.
Right.
She would hate it.
I'm going to think about that all day.
She would hate it. You know what? She says she'll never cut her hair. She's going to cut her hair if she's stuck in front of Macy's. Get her out of there.
And that kind of ties into Christmas in a way.
It does. Ho, ho, ho.
Anyway, I just hope she doesn't work making potato salad in a restaurant.
Oh my, gross.
And if you've listened to the show for a long time, that's my nastiest hair story that we have, and it's gross. We'll take a break, and we will come back with something, because that's what we... Rob, are you prepared to talk about baboons?
Yes, let's talk about baboons.
Baboons in the news when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's the music, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about Chime, shall we? Improving your credit score might not be at the top of your naughty or nice list, but low or no credit can wreak havoc with your life. It can. It really can. Low or no credit can make holiday shopping horrendous. So when you're buying this season, use the secure Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. That'll build your credit scores with on-time payments for everyday purchases. Plus, there is no annual fee, interest, or credit check to get started. Use it like a Visa card at all Visa-accepted spots to bolster your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. And God bless us, everyone. Ho, ho, ho. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. All right. Earlier in the week, you came in here saying you have some news on baboons.
Yeah.
And I like baboons. I've always liked baboons. I think they're cute, and I know they can be dangerous, but I like baboons.
Mike, when you're in Maine, you talk about wildlife. You have wildlife up there. You have wildlife
Maine,
in Florida.
The state of Maine just rampant. Baboons everywhere.
No. I mean, what animals do you have in Maine?
We have the black bear. Yes. Which is common. We have deer, of course. We have moose.
We have
wonderful bird life up there as well. You know, we have, that's about it.
Well, we have foxes and deer in my neighborhood that you can see on a fairly regular basis. And we had a bear once. And I know, of course.
Which townhouses do the foxes live in?
Sexy one. Sexy. And I know Oscar battles rats. So we all have our encounters with.
Living with them.
But you're cohabitating?
Yeah, it's at this point, that's all they are.
But, Mike, in Cape Town, South Africa, the baboons are coming into the city.
Ooh.
All right, now, I've seen video where they are, like, would it be safe to describe them as hyper-aggressive?
Yes.
Yeah. Scary, scary aggressive.
They are looking for food in the trash. They, you know, they've always surrounded the area in the hills, but now they're finding that, hey, there's people, and where there's people, there's food, and they're coming in.
Oh my
there's
God.
A good picture of them being hyper aggressive.
There's one in the car.
Yes.
Those are nasty looking baboons.
Yeah,
too.
They're mean. They're mean. And also, the fact that the food, we're eating more as a people. We're just eating more, which means more food trash. And these baboons have figured out how to come in and get into the bins, and just they're just lurking in the city now. And the people of Cape Town are having to cohabitate with baboons. And I don't know if I could do it.
It's all I saw, and I don't know if this was in South Africa or perhaps in an Asian area where people, where they, and they might not have even been baboons, but there were this type of monkey where people are at a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
And the people are walking up this set of stairs, and the baboons are like jumping on them. And,
they want their snack.
And grabbing at them and stuff like that. So, there it is. That's Mac, you're doing a great you're doing a great job.
And Mike, right, it's not just right an inconvenience. There. They have ruined winemakers' crops. They have ruined farmers' crops in the town of Cape Town. And this is really sad.
This is a woman who's being assaulted coming out of Whole Foods right around the Thanksgiving holiday by a baboon.
Mike, the sad thing is these are not healthy baboons.
Oh, no. So they got skeevies with them, too?
Baboons come in contact with dogs, motor cars, and electric power lines. These are the major causes of death and injury. This is not a healthy population. They've got skin conditions because they're spending too much time in bins.
No, I bet they can give them to people, too, right?
Here's the best line in the whole story. They've got appalling teeth.
Oh, no.
Like rotted teeth or something like that?
Because they're eating foods that are not native to baboons, and so their teeth are rotting. See, there he is.
Poor guys.
I know.
That would freak me out.
You gotta lick a banana now.
And they can bite, right?
Of course.
Terrible bite.
And rip your face off, as we know.
Well, those are chimpanzees.
Well, Mike, they can do it, too. They can do it, too.
What's scarier to you guys? You see a baboon that's basically holding you up for your groceries, or a kangaroo that wants to fight?
I think a kangaroo that wants to fight.
Yeah,
I think a kangaroo isn't going to give you a nasty bite. It might give you a kick.
Mm-hmm.
I would put the kangaroo in a little less of a dangerous category, because when you see baboons, when they show those teeth, and I don't know all the details about what they get. There
God!
It is.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Wouldn't you take a kangaroo over there?
Yes, of
and then
course.
If you could befriend the kangaroo, you could store stuff in its pouch.
Right.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Can you imagine getting bitten by that? That's horrible.
Like a backpack.
Yeah.
Nasty. But your friend wears it.
Mike, what they're doing is they're building fences, because as you know, when you build a wall, it works.
Absolutely.
We've proven that in the United States.
And keep the baboons. it's going to be a powerful wall. That's what's going to happen later.
So the head of Baboon Matters, which is an organization there, her name is Jenny Tretowin. This is her quote, which sounds brilliant.
Hold on. When you say Baboon Matters, do you mean like a preservation society or dealing with the matters of baboons?
You mean like a talk show?
No, I'm trying to think. Is this an advocate for baboons?
This is a conservation group.
Conservation. Well, it seems like they're being successful conserving them. They're all over the street.
But it says, by continuing to make it difficult, hopefully baboons will decide, meh, let's just stay up here.
Mm.
So what they're going to do is they're going to inconvenience the baboons to keep them out of Cape Town. And I guess they're going to do that with walls and fences and things like that. But I can't imagine.
Is that a baboon and a rat or two baboons?
I think it's two baboons.
That's a baby. A baby baboon.
Oh, they got to eat too.
Yeah, a baby baboon and trash and in the back of a minivan or something, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
They always tell you not to leave food in your car.
That's
Mac,
true.
Mac, I bet you study a subject like this. Do you have any insight on the world of baboons after doing your Rubik's Cube yesterday?
I do not have any clue about baboons.
By the way, rave reviews on your puzzle.
Thank
your
you.
Puzzle prowess.
Mentioned it to a couple of mates of mine yesterday, yeah. And they were suitably impressed with your 52 second time yesterday.
All of them under a minute.
You. Did you get any good positive feedback on that?
Yeah, I did. I looked at Facebook, saw some cool messages, and I appreciate it.
That's really
and then he
nice.
Went back to go into trash bins to look for food.
Well, that's wonderful. That's it. Do you have any more information on baboons?
Mike, we will keep you posted. But thank you. Until then, the people of Cape Town are having to cohabitate with baboons.
The Mike O'Mara Show, keeping you informed on a daily basis about the issues that affect your life. The Golden Bachelor being basically a liar, in my opinion, and baboons getting into the trash and your car with very bad teeth.
Bad teeth?
And Henry Kissinger passed away.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Mike, Nikki is next. We have Nikki next.
Oh, Nikki, I forgot completely. You didn't tell me. Hey, tis the season for hydration. Drinking it right now. This is the green grape that I'm enjoying right now. Oh, man. I love Liquid IV. I love the fact that they're a sponsor of this show. I love the fact that I drink it all the time. I love the fact that during the summer, when I was out and about in Southwest Florida with a heat index of 107, that product kept me going better than anything I have ever consumed in a liquid vessel. How's your hydration this season? Liquid IV is the hydration brand to fuel your well-being. Their hydration multiplier can keep you going through the end of the year and beyond. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Remember, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single shtick. I mean stick.
Stick!
So good and so easy. Plus, now it's available in sugar-free, and I love it. Choose from 3 delicious flavors, white peach, green grape, which I'm enjoying today, and lemon lime. Trust me, lemon lime all the time. I love them all. You will too. Make it a Liquid IV holiday. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or listen to this deal. You can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Come, ladies and gentlemen. Well, he's been on a bit of a hiatus, and then Rob surprised me by letting me know that he's coming in today. I didn't come to rehearsal, so I didn't know that Nikki Diamond was going to be joining us today. But the NFL, interesting. Teams that really shouldn't be winning are winning, and some of the ones that are great are staying great. And, oh, my God, there he is. It looks like.
Looking good.
He has moved back in of doors from, standing outside the Happy Acres or wherever the hell he lives. Nikki Diamond.
Happy Acres.
It's the Desert Green, Mike. A lovely 65-plus community that I am house-sitting for Edith and Edna as they are touring the world. I believe they're in the Giza Pyramids, Egypt. They're riding camels as we speak.
Edna. Nikki, I have to be honest with you. I remember there was Eddie, but I never remember hearing the names Edith and Edna. And it sounds to me, have you perhaps found another sponsor? Is that what it is?
Yeah, again, I'm house-sitting as they are traveling the world. They started it in South Africa. For 2 92-year-olds, they get around, Mike.
That's exciting. That's very, very exciting.
Do you have a close relationship with them?
I don't know what you're implying there, Spiewak. I am a gentleman. I would never do such a thing. They turned me down. Anyway.
Nikki, one last question before we move on to the football. Please. I have to ask you, have Edith and Edna, have they given you any kind of timetable as to when they will be returning? And by the way, when you house it, you're in residence at their place, right?
I am, yes. I enjoyed Thanksgiving here. I've never had the cranberry jello for dessert, but hey, it's an acquired taste.
Wonderful. When are they coming back, Nikki, is the question I was asking.
I believe it's a year-long trip, so
nice.
The end of the year, I believe. Hopefully they're having so much fun they extend it, you know? Why come home when you could be touring the beautiful, I don't know, what's Palestine and Israel like these days? Go have fun. I don't know what's going on in the world.
92. Matter
with 92.
You. Wow. All right, Nikki, well, we've missed you a couple of weeks, but we're very happy to have you back, and the NFL in full swing. Some of the rich teams getting richer. Some of the teams that should be winning having their troubles. Let us know what's going on.
Yes. Well, let's start with the elephant in the room. There's no AI Nikki. I'm sure you know this, Oscar, but he has joined the Dominic Foxworth show. He is.
Oh, that's sad.
Foxworth has. He's stolen. He's just ripped AI Nikki from us.
Oh, no. How dare he?
Wow.
How
I'm really he. Disappointed. I loved him. He was a delight to have on the show, especially with that. Mike. Lady with the long hair.
I read the
today.
Room, Mike. I read the room.
Oh. Yeah, I think 3 weeks in we were.
I might have also read a fan group on something called Facebook. You know?
Yes.
We get it, Jeff. You've only said it 9 times. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oscar, can you enlighten me? I was not aware of
it. It was a unique approach. I believe by week 5, people were like, all right, enough. We just want to hear from Nikki.
Okay. All right. Yes. Some of these. Oh, well, you know, they love you, Nikki. They love you. What can I say?
They want more of me and less of everyone else. I may have paraphrased there, but yes. Let's start with tonight. Seahawks at the Cowboys. You know, it's 9 points. That's a lot of points to lay for the Cowboys. You know, look, just when you think maybe they're really, really good, they tend to not look so good.
Yeah.
I say Seahawks struggling recently. They need a bounce back game. I'm not saying they win, but I think they keep it close tonight on Thursday night with Al Michaels, he stopped trying. It's really wonderful. I mean, not even a care. What are they going to do, fire him? He doesn't care.
He doesn't give a rat's ass.
He's 80 years old. He's worth $150 million. He's just saying whatever he wants.
Don't look for excitement in an Al Michaels call of a game. It's not going to happen.
Not at all. Okay? It could be the 35-32 Super Bowl. We're like, well, that's another game. All right. You believe in miracles? I'm still doing broadcasting. How is that possible? Anyway.
Nikki, in fairness to him, the games have not been barn burners. They've been very boring.
Well, that's true. They have not been. By the way, does anybody know what barn burner means? It doesn't sound fun. Why would we want a barn to burn? I mean, how old are you, Oscar? Anyway, so let's go on to the Steelers versus the Cardinals. Kyler Murray is back with, look, Cardinals, you want to tank, you want to lose. Steelers, -5.5. A lot of points for a team with no offense. But last week, they finally fired their offensive coordinator, Matt Canada. Your name is Canada. This is an American sport. Go back to where you came from. He's actually from Indiana, but whatever.
Preach.
400 yards for the first time in forever. I say the Steelers, new offense, new life. They're going to cover that spread, win by 7. So a couple of good games, though. Packers Sunday night hosting the Chiefs, 6 points. Packers thought they were out of it. Jordan Love showing a little life. Great win on Thanksgiving. Chiefs, a little shaky. I say that's a close game. Take the Packers. Give me the 6 points. And then the game.
Wow.
The game of the day, the Eagles, the Niners. Tell me about this is a weird point spread, Mike. The Eagles are 9-1. The Niners are 7-3. It's in Philadelphia. They have the better record, yet they're the 3-point underdog. It doesn't seem to make sense, but then you think San Francisco wants revenge for the NFC title game last year where Brock Purdy went out. The Eagles came off that Bills game. They're tired. It was overtime. They got a little extra rest the Niners on Thanksgiving. They're going to light them up. Brock Purdy and the boys are going to roll those Eagles and let them know they're the class of the NFC. Light them up, AI Nikki. Stay with Foxworth. You're dead to me. See ya. Good night. Adios, Jeff. Well, we'll make up later.
Bye, Nikki. Bye, here Nick. He goes, ladies and gentlemen. That's Nikki. Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, that is how he gives. He's got so much content that sometimes he surprises me. And when you're talking about the Eagles at home being underdogs.
That's wild, huh?
To the Niners.
Also,
wild stuff.
Fantastic Sunday afternoon game.
Yeah, very cool. All right,
I think it boils down to the fact, Mike, that Philadelphia is a dirty, unhappy town.
Thank you, Rob. Our time there was not what I would describe as joyous either.
Yeah. It was not. It was
we
not.
Really tried to have fun.
We did.
We did. It was the beginning of a non-fun time, and we didn't even know it at the time. What was that street that we used to walk down thinking it would be special, and it never was? The only thing they had there was a hat store for you.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at Philadelphia.
Was it South Street? I believe
something
it was
like
South
that.
Street.
Was it YSP?
WYSP.
Yeah.
WYSP and with Metallica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And remember AC December. And also the thing I love most about WYSP is their chief engineer wanted a raise, and instead they let him set up vending machines.
Yes.
So he got all the money from the vending machines instead of getting a raise.
And
that's
a wonderful
nice.
Program director at the time, a gentleman by the name of Tim Sabian,
yes.
who really had just a miraculous ability to make me feel good about myself. He really did. He
Everybody,
kind of looked through me. You know?
Yes.
We've all experienced that in broadcasting. Right?
Oh,
when you're in a meeting and you speak and it's completely not acknowledged. So he can pay attention to the person he cared more about. But anyway, just a little shout out to you. Thank you. Thank you very much,
Metallica.
City
of brotherly love.
City of brotherly love. Yeah, I don't know why we're bitter. We have to take a break.
We must.
When we come back, we've got the flip side and Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen, and more fun and more thrills as you enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And I am still thinking about perhaps putting a little something-something on the Philadelphia Eagles. As much as I'm not a fan of that team, we will let you know. Maybe it's time to bet. Hey, everybody, I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that, of course, is DermGlow Skin. Look, I am so, so excited for my wife and what she's doing, helping so many people now. People have been coming to her ever since we started talking about it, and saying, how do I do it? How do I get involved? If you want to lose 21% of your weight, I have lost over 65 pounds, and I am a client of Carla O'Mara with DermGlow Skin, because that's where I'm getting my products for weight loss. 65 pounds. I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. Carla was talking to somebody just the other night who was having trouble getting their hands on these products, and it's really easy. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. Now, you take a quiz. You have to qualify, and to see if you qualify, all you do is click on that button. A doctor will write you a prescription. The pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house. These are the real weight loss products, semaglutide and tirzepatide, that you've heard so much about. And if you qualify, you can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. I know this. I've used it. I use it now. I used it Tuesday, as a matter of fact, and it's fantastic. And I've told you about what the results are, even though Oscar picks on me for not going to the gym. Anyway, I will down the road.
I celebrate you.
I know. Thank you. If you're already on it, do what I did. Show the doctor your prescription, easily make the switch. I already did, and I want you to do the same thing. Do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, as I did, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Be like our proud partner, Doug Llewellyn. Perhaps you remember Doug as the original host of the People's Court. But did you know that Llewellyn was born in Baltimore and once hosted Doug's World on Washington, D.C.'s WDCA, Channel 20. That's true. He and his wife, Dale Llewellyn, really 24 years his junior?
Yes.
Are alive and live in South Carolina. And they both love DermGlow. And I'm not going to say that last
line. Do the last line. Come on. It's good.
They both love DermGlow and boning.
Gross.
Hit your thing for the love of God.
Hello.
I wrote it.
Really proud of Carla. I really am. I just wanted to say that. Now take it away, Rob Spiewak, with the flip side. And still thinking about laying it down for Philadelphia this weekend. That's a good spread. I like that a lot. Go ahead.
Mike, they call him Sam Swinnerton. He is a YouTube and TikTok guy, and he made a musical discovery. I know it's not crazy because they're in the same meter, but I think Oscar will enjoy this. His theory is that the theme to Friends is actually just the next verse in the theme to Cheers. It's a magical musical formula for TV.
I mean, to demonstrate.
so no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. So grab yourself a beer where everybody knows your name. I rest my case.
There you go.
Wow.
It does actually work quite well. And actually, thematically, yeah, it works, too.
Look, I'm not a trained musician, but I will tell you, I've always heard this over the years because we've had so many stories about it, that, you know, it's a finite group of notes,
yep,
that you construct, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just creatively juxtaposing those notes in a certain way that make the music that we have. And it's kind of amazing how many songs you can lay on other songs, mm-hmm, and you get a similar type of pattern.
The thing that blew my mind is actually the lyrics apply for Cheers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right. Anyway, so I thought that was pretty cool. But I bet the guy's a dick. Anyway, Weird Al Yankovic.
What, the guy that was doing the music?
Yeah, I don't care for his attitude.
You don't like the hat. That's your problem.
That's a bad hat. That's a bad hat, Harry.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Weird Al Yankovic, I'm a fan. And Mike, I think you've sort of come around because you liked a book he wrote that Michael liked, right?
I liked his children's book.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get it. Weird Al, who I always thought looked like Gene Baxter, another radio personality known as Bean. Of the Kevin and Bean show in Los Angeles for many, many years.
But I like sometimes what Weird Al does. He put up a video on Twitter thanking everyone for their support and at the same time slamming Spotify. So Weird Al thanks you, hates streaming.
Hey, how you doing? Al here. Look, I'll make this really quick. I just want to thank you all for your amazing support. It's my understanding that I had over 80 million streams on Spotify this year. So if I'm doing the math right, that means I earned $12. So, you know, enough to get myself a nice sandwich at a restaurant. So from the bottom of my heart, thanks for your support, and thanks for the sandwich.
Did he lose his light at the end there?
I think he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, but so it's not production, not very strong, but a valid thought that he's not making money on streaming. I know you were giving me grief yesterday about buying physical media, but if you love an artist, buy the physical media. It's the best way to support them. So.
Well, I mean, there are other artists that have done very well with Spotify, so it's all
it's volume.
It's really adapt or die.
80 million isn't enough.
Yeah. He needs more. Go out there and enjoy his.
Well, that is the knock. I mean, technically, this is not breaking news for anybody. They have to tour now in order to.
That's why
the model changed,
look,
right?
That's why I wrote Weird Al a very long letter, an email rather, and I said, please consider opening for Taylor Swift.
Oh, be a good fit.
Same audience.
Yeah, big Venn diagram overlap there. Mike, do you still have your place in Excelsior Springs, Montana?
I do, and the elk hunting is absolutely incredible. And, of course, in the summer, we like to just sit in the stream naked.
This is one of the most fascinating car chases I've seen posted by a police force in a while. It is a guy towing a house being chased by police.
Oh, no. What could possibly go wrong?
Reminds me of the old Stephen Wright joke when he got pulled over. The old Stephen Wright joke. Where do you live? Here.
Here.
One person is in custody after a police chase in Excelsior Springs. The man was speeding while hauling a house. This happened on November 23rd, but police are releasing the video today. What? Officers used stop sticks. They didn't work. The truck and the house eventually went off the road. The driver was arrested. Police say they're keeping Excelsior safe, one trailer at a time.
It's not a trailer, lady.
It's a house.
That's the wide load. That's the type of thing you see the pickup truck in front, the pickup truck in back. Yeah. It says wide load.
He was being pursued for speeding.
How hammered do you have to be to say, I'm going to move my house now?
It is stunning to me because now, look, one of the things I think we've become safer with law enforcement, with body cams. I really do. I think you can, but you get, when they really want to say somebody's really screwed up and they release that video, there is just no way of hiding what the camera sees. But can you imagine? I'm scared when I see those things on the highway.
Sure.
Can you imagine if a guy was drunk driving it?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, it's terrifying when someone's just drunk driving, right?
Right.
And they're in one car or an SUV or
a
big truck. This guy's got a big truck and a house behind
him. Yeah.
And he's belligerent, too.
Yeah. You know? Yes.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
What's really scary is there was a family of five living in the house. Not really. Like, kidding.
He stole the house.
Mike, mother of the year here. This is in Miami. You love Dade County, right?
Oh, Dade County. It's fantastic. It's why I have a Burmese python camp there.
This is a lady. She was upset that her elementary school child was in a fight, and she had to break it up. However, her action for doing it will win her Mother of the Year.
This Monday night tow comes at the demand of City of Miami Police. They called for the SUV to be taken away from Northwest 2nd Court near 77th Street because of the bizarre crime they say was carried out in the vehicle. Blocks away at this school. Jesse J. McCrary Jr. Elementary is where police say a mother used her RAV4 to try and break up a fight between her 12-year-old son and another boy. Cops say she drove into the skirmish in an effort to stop it, but she wound up hitting and injuring her own son.
Mike, he's going to be okay. He suffered lacerations.
You know what?
What?
I have so many thoughts that are jammed into my brain right now. But
right.
Just let me ask you if you think this is plausible.
Okay.
They, you know, there are types of individuals that don't like to get out of their car for any reason.
That's right. That's
Do you think that activity had anything to do with just plain laziness?
Well, Mike, if she was that lazy, I'm not sure she would fit in a RAV4.
You're probably right.
And that's all I have for you today.
Oh my God, that's that. Boy, oh boy. Lots to think about at the end of today's show.
It's physics.
Yes. Oh my God.
Mike, today was one full of lessons.
Wow, lots of lessons from baboons to Henry Kissinger. We made a list today.
I know.
I mean, seriously, is this the best podcast in the history of the world? I think it is, ladies and gentlemen. Make a list. Henry Kissinger, baboons, Indian women with long hair,
the Golden Bachelor.
And the Golden Bachelor, and a lady that drives into a fight with her kid trying to break it up with her car. And Nikki.
You're welcome, America.
Yes. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. We got the bonus show. Subscribe to our bonus show. We'll be back with a brand new one tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
RAV4.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Where are you going? I'm going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set. Okay?
You do that. I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.